Welcome to the Blind Geek Zone, the podcast and website for geeks and non-geeks alike. You don't have to be a geek to love it here. Time for another Blind Geek Zone podcast. Here's your host, Rick Harmon.
Talking Windows pre-installation demonstration for September 26th, 2013. Hey, this is Rick, and we're going to do a rather interesting podcast today. Just found a utility out on the web a couple days ago by Brian Smart. He has taken an existing program out there called Windows PE, or Windows Pre-Installation Environment. This program has been around for a long time, actually since something like 2003, when it was based on the Windows XP Professional, and it only had a command line and a couple of utilities. It has since been updated quite a few times. Currently is version 5.0, probably running the Windows 8.0 or 8.1 pre-installation environment. What we'll be talking about here is Windows PE that's based on the Windows 7 environment. Windows PE is actually a limited version of Windows that allows a user or company that's been typically used by large companies to install Windows on systems. And as I've said, it's been around for a long time, since 2003, but it isn't accessible, or at least not until now. Windows PE used to be known as BART PE, or somebody made BART PE, which back in the day was also the Windows pre-installation environment. It was basically what you saw between the point where Windows had copied all the files over and rebooted into an environment where it could ask you some questions and continue the installation of Windows, but before Windows actually booted up fully. And it was used by a lot of people for development purposes, troubleshooting purposes, things like that. It allows you to boot up, run a set of utilities. There's lots and lots of BART PE and WinPE utilities out there today and back then as well. That allowed you to do various things, access the drives, do some troubleshooting, maybe do some malware scans, maybe do an image backup that wasn't affected by Windows running, or a system backup that wasn't affected by Windows running. Maybe a system couldn't boot up for whatever reason. But WinPE could still access those drives and manage to salvage, you know, files from a system for somebody. What Brian Smart has done, and I guess he's taken on some work that some others have done as well. It says out on the website who had helped with this. I'm not going to go in to all the names, but Brian Smart's website has a WinPE that talks. And this is really something big for us in the blind community, like myself, that would like to be able to install Windows on a system without sighted assistance, be able to do some troubleshooting on systems without sighted assistance. It's not the same as running your Windows system in safe mode. It is running an actual entire pre-installation version of Windows that allows you to access your system to troubleshoot things like that. So you're not running your system in safe mode. You're not accessing your Windows installation. So that is one main difference. So certain things like, you know, if you needed to go into safe mode to uninstall some programs or do something different, this isn't the same thing. Let's go over here to Brian's website.
Alt tab. Talking Windows pre-installation environment. BrianSmart.com. Windows Internet Explorer. Talking Windows pre-installation environment. BrianSmart.com. Windows Internet Explorer. Address and search using edit. http://blog.briansmart.com/talking-windows-7 pre-installation environment slash alt plus d.
And that is a very long address. I'm not going to try and read it out here on the podcast. I will put it in the description on the website of the podcast for those of you that are listening to this via podcast. You'll need to go over to the website and go to the audio page. Look in the description and you'll find the link to this website.
Control F5. Control F6. Talking Windows pre-installation environment. BrianSmart.com.
And if you go here.
Talking Windows pre-installation environment. Heading level 1.
You can download Brian's package.
Heading level 2 description.
And we'll just go down through here.
Blank. This project makes it possible for blind Windows users to independently install and repair Windows installations, as well as access files on computers that will not boot. This is possible through a specially modified version of the Windows pre-installation environment that will serve as a simple talking Windows desktop. It is possible to place this simple talking Windows desktop on a USB flash drive, optical media CD/DVD, removable hard drive, or any other data device that the computer is able to boot. Note that your computer will probably not be able to boot these devices until you make BIOS changes that are described below. Speech for the desktop is provided through the free NVDA screen reader. Support for most commonly available sound devices is included, including Audi Sound Max, most C Media devices, Creative Audio PCI/S/SB devices, IT High Definition Audio, Realtek AC97 and High Definition Audio, via High Definition Audio/Vinyl AC97, and others. USB audio is not supported at this time. Blank. For further details, including how to use this to install Windows, or for info regarding how to create bootable media, please read the included README file. Blank. This is a free project that is provided entirely as is. You assume all responsibility for its use. Blank. To stay informed of updates, please subscribe to the RSS feed on this site or else follow link at BrianSmart on Twitter. Blank. Unlike similar solutions, this project is completely free for you to use and for you to share. If you feel that this project has saved you time or otherwise been of value to you, a small donation would be greatly appreciated. Please send donations via PayPal to BrianSmart@BrianSmart.com. Blank. Heading level 2 downloads.
All right. Yeah, just a brief description there. And if you do download this and use it, I would highly recommend that you give Brian a donation. I did so yesterday. I think the program is extremely valuable. And like I said, this has been out there for a long time. You know, the sighted world's been using this for a long time, but blind people haven't been able to. So one day somebody got the idea to put NVDA into this, and I imagine they've somehow managed to get the portable version embedded in here. And when this boots up, NVDA pops right up and starts talking to you. So this was released a few days ago. Version 1 had a 32-bit and a 64-bit image that you could burn to either a CD, a DVD, or put on a USB thumb drive. There are tools included with this release that allow you to do that. There's a program that will burn an image to a USB drive and make it bootable. There's also a CD DVD image burner here as well. You could use your own image burner if you have something you prefer. I'll be demonstrating the one that comes with the program in case you don't have one to use. And if we go down through here a little more, we're to the download part.
Blank. Download bandwidth has been graciously donated by Link Andre Lewis. Check out his website for free music to use in your podcasts and videos. Blank. Heading level 3 releases. List of 2 items. Visited link download release 2N-9/24/2013.
And what you want to do here, at least as of the time of this recording, is you want to download release 2. This is the latest release that was done yesterday, and it has some fixes. Initially, the 64-bit version image had some issues. Some people couldn't boot it. I couldn't boot it. Other people had other problems installing Windows with it, and it's since been done away with. The release 2 just has a basic image that you can boot. If you're just trying to do some troubleshooting, you know, access your drives in a dead system or whatever, or maybe you want to install, for whatever weird reason, Windows Vista or, you know, Windows 8, something like that. There's also a mega image, and that's why the download size of this package from release 1 to release 2 went from like 718 megs to a couple of gigabytes. Brian now also includes a mega image that you can boot up. It has the same features as the basic version, except it has an entire Windows 7 32/64-bit installation ability. There's an icon on the desktop when you come up that you can simply click on. We'll show you that later. That is just install Windows. And you would run this version if you were wanting to install Windows 7 onto a system. One caveat currently is that this will not work on a USB thumb drive for whatever reason, so you have to burn it currently to a DVD. And Brian says that may be fixed here in a later release. One of the interesting things is there's also Mac sound support in this now as of version 2. So on a Mac, if you wanted to create a boot camp, you know, you go through the process on the Apple side, which talks, but then once you get to the Windows side, you don't have any talk. So I think what you can do, and I won't swear to this, but I think people are taking this basic image and they're putting that in at that point. It comes up talking, and then you would put your Windows 7 installation DVD in and run from there and be able to completely do this process without sighted assistance. And that would be great. I hope that's the way that works, and somebody will probably correct me if I'm wrong. Please do. So, you'll want to download this.
Visited link download release 2N-9/24/23. Visited link download release 1/9/22/23.
You'll also see this release 1. And like I said, that was the original release. Included a 32-bit and a 64-bit version. It's basically obsolete now, so you don't need to do that.
List end. Blank. Heading level 2 source.
He also includes some source information here.
Blank. This project was created using the free LinkWin Builder system for building custom Windows PE disks. If you wish to create your own boot disks, keep in mind that WinBuilder is not entirely screen reader friendly, and the documentation for WinBuilder projects are sparse. You should expect the process to be frustrating. Blank. The Talking Windows Pre-Installation Environment project is a fork of Aljo's Win7 PE project. The source for the base Win7 PE project, including NVDA support, can be found. Visited link here. Blank. The original Win7 PE project is intended for PC repair and includes a huge number of inaccessible apps. If you wish to create boot disks that are like the current TWPE release, then you will probably wish to start from my TWPE source project. Blank. List of 1 items. Link release 2 source project. List end. Blank. Heading level 3 share this. List of 1 items. Link share. List end.
Alright. So, Brian even has graciously provided his source materials as well for those of you who want to roll your own and make your own Windows PE installation. I don't know anything about doing this, so can't say much on that, but that can be something maybe for another day. All right, let's talk a little bit now about some things that you will need to have done prior to trying to boot up this environment. On a computer system, the BIOS indicates how the computer boots, what drives it looks at to find out how to boot up the computer. Now, on a lot of systems, the first device in the boot sequence is the CD drive, and that's a good thing. On some newer systems, one of the first drive sources before the hard drive may be USB. Currently on my two new shuttle systems, that's not the case. So I need to get somebody sighted in here so they can move the USB boot up before the hard drive boot sequence. And in that way, maybe next time we can show you this on a USB stick. So if you don't have this set up right in the BIOS, you're going to need sighted assistance, because what will happen is if your hard drive is the first device it looks at, then it's never going to look at the CD or your thumb drive to boot off of, and it's just going to try and boot the operating system that's on the computer. Now, this isn't something we can really talk about a lot, because the BIOS on lots of systems are entirely different. There are different manufacturers of the BIOSes, so the layouts of them are all different, but basically what you're going to need to find with sighted assistance is the boot order, the boot sequence. And you'll want to change that if the hard drive is first. You want to make it where a CD is looked at before that, or a USB thumb drive, or both if you can do that. Gives you the best of both worlds at that point. So, if you're fortunate enough, as I am here, and what we will try to demonstrate today, we'll do this from the DVD on a system that looks at that first. So that's one thing you need to be aware of if you don't have that set. And that does require sighted assistance, unfortunately. So, and there's nothing that can be done about that. You know, no matter what package you use, even if you use this Win installer that was floating around for a bit that was, I don't even know what the price was, because it changed so often, but a person was doing and providing a talking installation for Windows. It also would require that the CD or the USB thumb drive be first in the boot sequence. So just remember that before you try to start working on the system. That's the one bad point about this, but unfortunately that can't be anything done about it. All right, let's go in and look at this now.
Windows M, desktop, full home, RIT. Enter, RIT, items view, multi-select, D, O, downloads. Enter, downloads, items view, multi-select, N, WordPress, Mint, Genesis, Ham Radio, BR2. Enter, BR2, items view, multi-select, list box, not selected, BR2, 9/25/.
This comes in a zip file. Once you get the zip file downloaded, you want to extract it somewhere and go into the extracted folders, as I'm doing right now.
Enter. Not selected, BR2, space, BR, enter, shell folder view, items view, list box, read only, items view, multi-select, list box, not selected, images, 9/25/2013, 6.
All right. Once you're in here, you have an image folder that contains your images.
Enter. Tools. Images. Tools. Images. Enter. Images. Items view, list box, read only, items view, multi-select, list box, not selected, BR2, basic.iso, 9/25/2013, 6:03 p.m. disk image file, 297,000.
And there's your basic. It's about 300 megabytes. Could be burned onto a CD, a DVD, or a thumb drive for booting.
BR2mega.iso. BR2mega.iso. 9/25/2013. 6:03 p.m. Disk image file. 4,264,000.
And the mega ISO is a bit bigger. It's about 4 gigs, about 4.2 gigs. And currently that has to be burned to a DVD. Brian indicates it doesn't work on a bootable thumb drive for whatever reason right now.
BR2, iTools.
We also have a tools folder here.
Enter, tools, items, view, ISO, to image burn.
We have an image burn. That's your CD utility. It's a folder that we can go into.
ISO to USB.
And then we have ISO to USB, which is another folder which contains that utility.
BR2, changes.txt.
You have your change log, which you'll want to read.
Readme.txt.
You have your readme.txt, which you'll definitely want to read. These will give you some information about how to create your images. All right. Let's go ahead and try and create one of these images just for the heck of it so I can show you how this is done. I've already created mine.
Home, images, tools.
Go into tools.
Enter, shell folder view, items view, blank, ISO to USB, mburn.
Let's do the mburn.
Enter, mburn, items view, multi-select, list box, not selected, dollar blue ginster, sounds, mburn.x.
And you'll want to go to mburn.x, And run
Enter
that.
Open file security warning dialog. The publisher could not be verified. Are you sure you want to run this software? Run button. Alt plus enter. Mburn.
All right. Let's dig up a CD here that we can. We'll just burn the basic one here for time's sake. All right, put the CD in the drive. Wait for the auto run to come up.
File menu bar, view menu bar, mode menu bar, tools menu bar, help menu bar. Alt tab, mburn, items view, multi alt tab, mburn.
All right, not going to come up, so we'll just not worry about it. What I've done here with JAWS is the instructions tell you to go up to the file menu.
Alt F, menu, display graph data, dot, 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 D.
And browse for your source. I've noticed if you don't do one thing prior to that, you don't see it.
Exit X.
Here in the menu.
Escape, menu bar, file F.
So go to JAWS cursor, insert, and
JAWS to PC.
Minus key there. And we'll arrow down.
What would you like to do?
And you hear it say, what would you like to do?
Write image file to disk, write files. What would you like to do? Write image file to disk. Left click, leaving menus. Destination combo box, U. Alt F, menu, PC.
Go back to PC.
Alt F, right, W. Browse for a source file, dot, 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 D.
Now once you've done that, in the menu here.
Exit, browse for a source, right, W.
You see browse for a source and write.
Browse for a source file, dot.
And Brian didn't include that in the README. And it may have been due to NVDA or whatever he was using may look at that a bit differently. So
browse for a source file.
Browse
dot,
for
dot,
source.
Enter. Leaving menus. Destination combo box. U. Open dialog. File. Shift tab. Explorer pane. Shell. Shift tab. Not selected. BR2 basic.iso.
And we'll want to navigate to our images folder.
BR2 mega.iso. BR2 basic.iso.
In this case, we'll select the basic.
Enter. Mburn.
And we'll
menu bar,
go back
file,
up to the
F.
file menu.
Menu file right W.
And all we have to do is write, well.
Escape menu bar tab, leaving menus, mburn. Tab, test mode checkbox not checked.
Want to make sure test mode is not checked.
Tab, verify checkbox checked.
You can choose to verify or not to verify. By default, it verifies, so when it's done burning, it'll pop the disk out, pop the disk back in, and run the verify process.
Tab, combo box, pause.
This is your speed.
Max. 1x. 2x. 1x. Max. Oz.
I've just been leaving it here on this Oz setting.
Tab. Combo box. 1.
I believe this is copies.
Tab. Destination combo box. U.
This destination that says U, it doesn't point to your drive letter. Don't worry about it. It will work.
Tab. Test mode checkbox not checked.
Okay. Now we'll go back up to the file menu.
Alt F. Menu. Right. W.
And we'll do a right.
Enter. Leaving menus. Test mode checkbox not checked. Mburn.
The CD drive is now started.
Device OptiArc DVD-R WAD7280 0% mburn.
If you read the title,
0% mburn.
You can get a percentage of the burn. You can also use your JAWS cursor or whatever cursor.
JAWS to PC.
You know, your review cursor with NVDA.
Disk ID 97M50 device OptiArc DVD-R
WAD7280
write. Disk ID 97M copy 1 of 1 write speed. Max time elapsed 0 o'clock 31. Sectors 32,670. Size 74,300,000. Time 807.41mm SSFF. Complete 27%.
And you'll get some information down through there.
PC 34% mburn.
And like I said, you can use whatever image burning utility for CD or DVD you would like. If you have something that you'd rather use other than this, I'm just showing you how to do this since it's included in the tools. When this is done, I'll show you real quick the USB utility. It's pretty simple to use as well.
81% mburn.
Yeah, we're almost done burning. The CD process is pretty quick. It's not a huge image. The DVD process, depending on your system, it takes, 5 or 6 minutes, maybe a little longer. And then you have to go through the verification process as well. Okay, now it's going to shoot the drive out here now. And it'll suck it right back in, so don't touch it. And in just a moment, the verification process will begin. This isn't necessary, but hey, it doesn't hurt to make sure the disk burned properly.
M burn.
Okay, we're starting up again. Yeah, we'll wait for this to finish.
11% M burn.
And it's starting to verify now. And you can also use the trust cursor here or your review cursor on NVDA or whatever. And read the status information as well, but it's just as easy to use the title.
31% M burn.
And the verification process runs pretty quick. Once this is done, like I said, we'll look at the USB burn utility. It doesn't take very long, and I'll show that to you here. Get out a thumb drive. There's one. I haven't had a chance to boot from the USB here, so I don't know how much faster it is, but depending on your system, booting up from this CD takes, I don't know, 3-4 minutes.
Inburn dialog. Operation successfully completed. OK button.
OK, we're done.
Space. Inburn. Destination combo box. U.
Close that out.
Alt F4. Menu. Menu bar. File F. Escape. Leaving menus. Items view multi-select list box. Inburn.x. Not tools. Items view list. ISO to USB. Enter. ISO to USB. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected. 7z.dll. 9/7z.x. Bootsect x64.x. Bootsect x86.sigwin1.dll. ISOinfo.x. Isodisk.x. License.txt. Isodisk.x.
And my assumption is we want to run this
Isodisk. ISOTOUSB period. EXE.
Yep, I would assume so. So let's first plug in a thumb drive here in the shuttle.
Autoplay dialog. Win7PEF. List view. Open folder to escape. ISO to USB. Items view. Multi-select list box. Isodisk.x. 9/20.
Let's go in here now. We'll run this. And I'm getting our wonderful little UAC.
ISO to USB. ISO file. ISO file read only edit. ISO file read only edit. Blank. ISO to USB. Tab. ISO file browse button. Space. Open dialog. File name. Edit. Alt. Shift tab. 2011 EOS membership list. Shelf. Music. Documents. Music. Document. Items. Homebrew. Libraries. Home. Rick. Enter. Shelf. Contact. Desktop. Downloads. Enter. Shelf. Ham radio. Genesis.1.ham. Minimum. VR2. Enter. Dead blank. Enter. Tools. Images. Enter. Shelf. VR2. Basic.iso.
And, I'm just gonna do this since, this is only a 4 gig stick and the Mega won't work on there anyways.
VR2 basic.iso 9/20
so
enter
that.
Browse button. Tab. ISO file read only edit. Test VR2 images. VR2 tab. ISO file browse button. Tab. Drive warning. Burning will erase all data on USB drive warning. Burning will erase all data on USB combo box. Blank. E. Blank. E. F3. E. F3.81 GB.
Okay, and then we want to pick our USB drive there.
F3.81 GB. Tab. Drive warning. Burning will erase all data on USB refresh button. Shift tab. Drive warning. Burning will erase all data on USB drive warning. Burning will erase all data on USB combo box. F3.81 GB.
Okay.
Tab. Drive warn. Tab. File system combo box. FAT32.
Yeah, we want to choose NTFS.
XFAT. NTFS. Tab. Volume label max 11 chars. Volume label max 11 chars. Edit. Win7PE.
Call this whatever you want.
Tab. USB drive bootable. Only supports Windows bootable ISO image. Checkbox not checked.
We want to check that.
Space. Checked. Tab. Burn button.
And now we want to burn.
Space. Burn ISO to USB F3.81 GB dialog. Warning. Burning will erase all data on US cancel button. Tab. OK button. Space. Burn ISO to USB F3.81 GB dialog. Warning again. 1. The USB disk F3.81 GB will be formatted. 2. For bootable, USB disk should have only one partition. Tab, yes button, Alt plus Y, space.
Okay, and it'll go through that process. And currently, I have lost my speech. I noticed the other day when I did it, the program does go unresponsive while it's working. So if you read the title, it'll say, you know, ISO to USB not responding. And I still do not have speech, and that didn't happen the other day. It always does things like this during a recording. You know how that works. Let's see if we can we can get something to speak here. Hope the recording hasn't stopped as well. No reason for it to have, but shoot.
Taskbar.
Okay, well, there come up my NVDA. You'll have to excuse Eloquence here running on it.
gold wave, untitled one. ISO's USD not respond, ISO's USD not responding.
There we go. Good old JAWS. It didn't behave. And it crashed and burned there somewhere for some weird reason. Like I said, things like this always happen on the recordings. As I said,
USD not responding.
See, it'll say here, not responding. Once the program finishes burning to the USB, Jeez.
Okay, button.
And then JAWS come back right as soon as it was done. That is very, very bizarre.
Okay, button.
And,
information.
It.
JAWS to piece okay button completed. Burn the ISO file to USB disk has been success PC.
Yeah, it told us it had completed.
Okay, button.
We can do the okay.
Space. USB disk will be formatted.
Okay, we can close that.
Alt F4, gold wave, file untitled 1.
And we can go to either one of these
Windows
here
N,
now.
Then home, computer, enter, computer, items, view, storage, W, devices with remove, DVDRW drive D-Win7PE, DVDRW drive D-Win7PE, CD drive 290 MB, 0 bytes.
Yeah, we can go in here and look
enter,
at this.
DVDR sources, boot.
And you've got some folders, you got a boot folder.
Sources.
Boot.
Menu.lst, Win7PE.cd.
Bunch of different things here.
Files ready to be written to the disk expanded. Files ready to be written to the disk one row header. Blank. Computer. CD. Win7P. Network location. Devices with removable storage expanded. Win7PEF. Removable disk 3. Enter. Win7. Sources. Boot.
And you'll see the same thing here on your thumb drive.
Sources. Boot.catalog.
All right. So that covers the first part of this here. And we've talked about what this will do. And I've showed you how to use the utilities to burn an image. So what we'll do next is I'll stop this recording here and start a second part. And we'll boot up on the other machine here with the Mega ISO DVD image. And I'll show you how that comes up and show you it talking with the NVDA, show you some things that we can do with it. And maybe even put Windows 7 on the test system here, since it's an older system and it needs to be wiped out anyways. I can show you how to remove the disk partitions and clean that all up, and then install Windows 7 on it and demonstrate that. And that'll be here in our next part. All right. I am back here now. Got the setup here where we can record from the second computer. It has the DVD in it now. Turn the computer off. All right. And we'll now turn it back on.
251.53.
Okay, we've got about 252 here. Let's see how long it takes to come up. Waiting for it to look at the DVD drive. Alright, let's see here what it's doing. Okay, we'll try it again. I don't know if you need to press your space bar or anything. I don't think so. If there's a message that comes up to boot. Okay, now what is going on here? Always something. That's what you get in these live demonstrations.
253.56.
Okay. And I don't think it is booting from that DVD image. I didn't try it last night. I didn't think I needed to, since I was able to boot the basic image. Let's pull that out. And we'll boot up the basic Yeah, and I may have to have some sighted assistance there to see if there's some kind of an error or something. We're booting again now from the
254.56.
About 55 past. We're going to boot from the basic image. And there it goes. Just starting right now. So I don't know what's going on there. So we'll change our plans here slightly. I was going to show you how to install Windows 7 with the Mega ISO. But what we'll do instead is we'll boot up from the basic ISO, and I'll show you how to access the drives on the computer, and maybe do a couple other little things. And then in another part here, we'll try to do it from the other image. Still in the process of booting.
Num pause. Num lock off. Pause. 256.23.
All right. And I haven't timed this before, but I think it takes about 3 or 4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes tops. It's been going on for about
257.02.
About 2 minutes now. And once the CD activity stops, within about 2 or 3 seconds, 5 seconds tops, you should hear the little ding noise that NVDA makes, and then you'll hear it start talking. And at that point, you'll be on the Windows PE desktop. The CD or whatever boot device you're using at that point is no longer necessary. It's running in memory at that point, and you can pull that device or disk out. About 3 minutes now. This is a 6-year-old system, 2.66 gigahertz Intel Core 2 Duo with a, I think it's a 20x DVD drive or something, or 20x CD drive or something like that. I don't know. One of those. It's a DVD / CD drive. Yeah, we'll cut out all the silence here in the recording so you don't have to listen as long.
258.51.
Disk is now slowing down, and I expect we'll hear NVDA shortly. Nope, now it's speeding back up again.
Low desktop list, computer not selected, 1 of 5.
And you hear NVDA up and running there. All right, we are up on the desktop. Took us about 4 minutes.
Computer, recycle bin 2 of 5.
Have a couple things here.
Disk management 3 of 5. Internet Explorer 4 of 5. NVDA 5 of 5.
And if we tab around.
Start button CTRLS.
You see you have a pretty much just like you'd expect to see if you booted up to normal Windows.
Running Applications Toolbar. User Promoted Notification Area Toolbar. NVDA button. Safely remove hardware and eject media button. Not connected. You are currently not connected to any networks button.
One thing you'll notice is you're not connected to your network. This does not have any drivers in it for network access, so you won't be able to do that. I'm not sure if Brian's going to add any network drivers to this at any point, or if he can. But that shouldn't cause too much of a problem, because if you've already got utilities that you want to run, you can just run them from another disk or a thumb drive or whatever. If you have a thumb drive and you're booting from, you probably already have some utilities on it that you want to use under WinPE. And otherwise, you're just trying to boot your Windows installation disk. And let's just see. Let's see if I can come up with one here real quick. Let me roll over to my computer here. And we'll pop that out. Come down to my little area here. Let's see if I can find something in here to regardless what it is. Okay, let's see. What? I'm not sure what that one is. Let me try another. I'm looking for a Windows bootable disk here. Let's see here. This might be one, might not either. Let's see. Yeah, it's got a key, it feels like, on the top. I bet that's something. Okay. Looks like it has a recovery CD in it. Okay. Let's stick this in. Come back over to the computer. And see what happens.
Speakers, 66% not connected to our current show desktop button.
Oh,
desktop
go.
List, NVDA 505.
Drive just come up.
Internet Explorer. Disk management 3 of 5. Recycle bin 2 of 5. Computer 1 of 5. Computer items view list. Hard disk drives grouping expanded. With boot X 3 of 8 row 2 column 1. Devices with removable storage grouping expanded. Devices with removable storage 1. Other grouping expanded. Other 4. Devices with removable storage grouping collapsed selected. Devices with removable storage 1. Status bar check B. Extra large I, medium I, small icon list L. Details D. Tiles checked S. Details D. View submenu Alt V. Items view list. Devices with removable storage grouping collapsed selected. Devices with removable storage 1. Hard disk drives grouping expanded. Boot X 3 of 8. Type edit local disk row 3 column 2. Boot X 3 of 8. Windows 8 D 2 of 8.
There's our hard drives.
Windows 7 C 1 of 8. Windows 8 D 2 of 8. Boot X 3 of 8. Devices with removable storage grouping collapsed selected. Other grouping expanded. Other 4. Devices with removable storage grouping.
Now this did this last night as well. I think he's got a problem here, because it's not showing the DVD drive. It says there's one there, but it says it's collapsed.
Other grouping expanded. Other 4. Recycle bin 5 of 8. Other 4. Devices with removable storage grouping collapsed selected. Devices with removable storage 1. Space. Other grouping expanded. Other devices with removable storage 1. Other grouping expanded. Other 4. Devices with removable storage grouping collapsed selected. Devices with removable storage 1.
But it doesn't show it for some reason. I think he's got a bug in this or something, because I'll show you something else that happens as well with this release 2 that didn't happen on the release 1.
Hard disk drives grouping expanded. Windows 7 C 1 of 8. Windows 8 D 2 of 8. Boot X 3 of 8. Devices with removable storage grouping collapsed selected. Devices with removable storage 1. Other grouping expanded. Other 4. Devices with removable storage grouping collapsed selected. Devices with removable storage 1. Namespace tree control tree view. Level 1 computer expanded 2 of 5. Level 2 Windows 7 C collapsed 1 of 7. Windows 8 D collapsed 2 of 7. CD drive E. Free ON DVD collapsed 3 of 7. Level 2 expanded. Level 3 boot collapsed 1 of 5. EFI collapsed 2 of 5. Level 3 sources collapsed 3 of 5. Level 3 support collapsed 4 of 5. Level 3 upgrade collapsed 5 of 5. Level 3 level 2 boot X collapsed 4 of 7. Recycle bin 5 of 7. Level 2 administrative tool 6 of 7. Level 2 all control panel items collapsed 7 of 7. Level admin reset boot X collapsed 4 of 7. Level 3 upgrade collapsed 5 of 5. Support collapsed 4 of 5. Level 3 support items view list. Files currently on the disk grouping expanded. Logging not selected 1 of 3. Logging not selected 1 of 3. MIG was 2 of 3. Tools 3 of 3. Items view list. Devices with other grouping expanded. Other 4. Devices with removable storage grouping expanded. CD drive E. Free ON DVD 4 of 8 row 1 column 1.
There we go.
Boot not selected. EFI.
And I had to play around there. I had to shift tab back to the tree and select it for whatever goofy reason.
Sources. Support. Upgrade. Autorun.inf. Boot. Setup.x.
Yeah, we'll just run setup.x here. Yeah, we'll see what comes up. I know this is either a Vista or a Windows 7 installation DVD.
Setup.x. EIE items view list. Files currently on the disk grouping expanded. Install Windows. Install Windows dialog. Enter your language and other preferences and click Next to continue. Copyright 2009 Microsoft Corporation. All rights reserved. Language to install. Combo box English collapsed alt. Time and currency format. Combo box English United States collapsed alt.
So we're in our installation CD here, and this is the setup running. Prior to this, you'd either have to have sighted assistance or use the Wake utility to create an automatically running installation that you could do unattended. Or if you had Windows 7 or Vista already running on a machine, you could put this disk in at that point and do an install. But now you don't have to. If you've just got a clean machine, you know, a drive that's got nothing on it, you're able to do this.
Time and currency format, English and keyboard or input method, combo box US collapsed alt, next button alt N.
Go to next.
Space pressed, install Windows dialog, copyright 2009 Microsoft Corporation. All rights reserved, install now button alt I.
2009, I assume it's a Vista.
What to know before installing Windows button alt W. Install now button alt I. What to know before installing Windows button install now button alt I. Pressed space. E. Items view list. First X W N D. Install Windows. Install Windows.
See what it's doing.
Install Windows. Setup is starting. Text E. Window. System menu bar contains commands to manipulate the window. Alt space. System sub menu space. Minimize button moves the window out of the way. Maximize button. Install Windows. EULA dialog. I accept the license terms. Checkbox not checked. Alt. I accept the license term. Space checked. Next button alt N. Space pressed. Install type dialog. Which type of installation do you want? Upgrade to a newer version of Windows and keep your files. Settings and custom advanced. Install a new copy of Windows. This option does not keep your files. Settings and programs. The option to make changes to disks and partitions is available and help me decide button alt H. Nav window property page. Install Windows. Back button alt B. Install type dialog. Which type of installation do you want? Upgrade to a newer version of Windows and keep your custom advanced. Install a new copy of Windows. This option does not keep your pressed space. Drive selection dialog. Where do you want to install Windows? List view control list. Disk 0 partition 1. Windows 7. Name. Disk 0 partition 1. Windows 7. Total size 143.9 GB.
Free now it's space, asking us where we want to install this.
Refresh button alt R. Drive options advanced button alt A.
And we have some advanced options we can go into here.
Space pressed. Unavailable. List view control list. Disk 0 partition 1. Windows 7. Name. Disk 0 partition 1. Windows 7. Total size 143.9 GB. Free space 69.4 GB. Type system 1 of 4.
And this is where we could go in and delete our partitions or create partitions if the drive was blank.
Refresh button alt R. Delete button alt D.
So if we deleted this.
Space pressed. Install Windows dialog. Install Windows. Cancel button.
And since this is a system we're going to wipe out anyways, it's not going to matter what I do here.
Install Windows dialog. Install Windows. Install Windows text. Install Windows graphic. Edit multi-line read only. Blank. OK button. Cancel button. Cancel button. OK button.
Now, tell me what I'm doing.
Screen review. OK cancel. Line feed. On it will be lost. From your computer manufacturer. If you delete this part, the partition might contain recovery files, system files, or important software.
And I'm having to use the NVDA review cursor here.
Install Windows.
Okay.
Cancel button. OK button. Space. Okay. Install Windows. Drive selection dialog. Where do you want to install Windows? List view control list. Disk 0 unallocated space. Name. Disk 0 unallocated space. Total size 209.1 GB. Free space 209.1 GB. 1 of 3.
Now it says it's unallocated.
Refresh button alt R. New button alt E.
We got a new.
Space pressed. Edit control edit alt S. 214,155.
Yeah, and it's asking for the size there. We'll use its maximum.
Apply button alt P. Cancel button alt C. Load driver button alt L. Nav window property page. Install Windows. Back button alt B. Drive selection dialog. Where do you want to install Windows? Size MB. List view. Refresh button alt R. New button alt E. Edit control edit alt S. Selected 214,001. Apply button alt P. Space. Install Windows dialog. Install Windows. OK button.
And we're probably getting a.
No next review mode.
Oh, okay.
Blank. Additional partitions for system files. To ensure that all Windows features work correctly, Windows might create. Install Windows.
Oh, okay. It's just saying it might create additional partition files for it to work correctly.
OK.
Okay.
Spec drive selection dialog. Where do you want to install Windows? Where do you want to install Windows? Text list view control list. Disk 0 partition 2. Name disk 0 partition 2. Total size 209.0 GB. Free space 209.0 GB. Type primary 2 of 4.
Okay, we've allocated it as a primary partition.
Refresh button Alt R. Delete button Alt D. Format button Alt F.
Yeah, we need to format it.
Space install Windows dialog. Install Windows. Cancel button. No next review mode. Blank. On it will be lost. From your computer manufacturer, the partition might contain recovery files, system
again,
files, or important software.
It's just asking us, you know, it's going to be wiped out. Are you sure?
Cancel. OK button.
Space
install Windows. Drive disk 0 partition 2. Name disk 0 partition 2. Total size 209.0 GB. Free space 208.9 GB. Type primary. Refresh button Alt R. Delete button Alt D. Format button Alt F. Load driver button Alt L. Next button Alt N.
Okay, and we can do a next now.
Space pressed. Progress dialog installing Windows. Status installing Windows. Text install Windows.
Okay, let's see what we got going on here.
Install Windows. Nav window property page install Windows. Graphic install Windows. Text cancel button. Progress dialog installing Windows. Status installing Windows. Text status text status graphic 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 graphic. Progress window property page. Progress bar 100%. Progress bar 9%. E window system menu bar contains commands to manipulate the window. Alt space system sub menu space. Minimize button moves the window out of the way. Maximize button makes the window full screen. Close button closes the window. Unknown. Toolbar, back to computer button, recent pages button, address E, toolbar, desktop split button, computer split button, CD drive E, crunch free on DVD split button, toolbar, previous locations button, refresh CD drive E, crunch free on DVD button, search box edit search CD drive E, crunch free on DVD, install Windows, installing Windows, blank, installing Windows, that's all the information we need right now, your computer
okay.
Will installation.
Now what will happen is this will copy a bunch of files over. And it will reboot. Now, what could happen after this, during the reboot process, at some point, you'll have to bring up Narrator, and you'll still need something, drivers on the computer for sound, if Windows doesn't pick them up automatically. On a lot of these newer machines, it does pick them up automatically. But what it's going to tell us here shortly is that it's going to reboot. Once it reboots, you will no longer have speech. You can wait, on most systems for Windows 7, it's about 15 minutes or so. It'll reboot two or three times on its own. And then you can try doing your Windows U and an Alt-N for Narrator. Now, we're not going to go that far, I don't think, on this podcast, but you get the point here. It definitely does work. Maybe slightly quirky in selecting the drives, but you just have to play around with it a little bit, and you can install Windows on a system without any assistance. You can modify the partitions, things like that. If you're just working on a system here and you don't want to install Windows, then you can do things such as disk management, which would allow you to wipe out partitions. You can access your hard drives. You can copy files off from those drives over to another drive. Say the computer won't boot, need some files off of it desperately. Don't have to have sighted assistance to do that now. You can just boot up your little utility here and wait till it comes up, access those files, copy them off to another drive, and do what you need to do. I will have to look into as to why the DVD image didn't boot, and we may do another part here and actually show it working once I can get it working. Brian's working on this. He said he's working on a release 3 that may do some additional things. So you'll definitely want to keep an eye on the website and follow Brian Smart on Twitter, if you have Twitter. That's just all one word, Brian Smart. You can find that on the website. And I'm sure this will continue to get better. He's talking about finding some utilities, accessible utilities like image thing, imaging, you know, so you can image your computer from this accessibly. You can do that through Windows 7 and 8 accessibly. You can image it. And you have a CD, a recovery CD. I think you could pop that recovery CD in here now and restore your image. We may have to play with that at some point here too and see if that image you create from Windows 7 and Windows 8 can be accessibly restored with this utility. I do believe it can, because you just wait till it comes up and starts talking. Take that disk out, put your recovery CD in, and make sure you have access to your the image that Windows created, and I would believe you would be able to install that image by yourself without outside assistance. Like I said, that's something we'll just have to try. This is still working here. Let's see what it's doing.
That's all the information we need right now. Your computer will restart several times during install Windows.
Let's see here.
Installation. Copying Windows files.
Yeah, it's still copying Windows files. And it takes a little bit of time.
Expanding Windows files 45%. Dot. Installing features. Installing features. Installing updates. Expanding Windows files 48. Installing features.
Okay, 48% done with this first process. And we can even tell what it's doing here.
Installing features. Expanding Windows files 55%. Dot, dot. 1521.
And we've been going on here for about 20, 23 minutes or so. Now, this isn't a, you know, complete one-step process. There's a lot of work. You know, Jerry was telling me yesterday on Twitter, you know, he'd like something where you can do this all in one swoop, you know, where you can integrate your updates and stuff into the Windows DVD installation. And, you know, clearly you can't do that solely alone with this utility, but you know, you can get the process done. And what to me is important is getting the process done. I know it takes a long time to install updates and things like that, but the point is, with this, we can do it. You know, at least we can do it now. You know, this is something I've done before on a Windows 7 system running or a Vista system running. But here, now, is the first time since I've lost my eyesight 9 years ago that I can just pop in a CD, boot to it, come up in an environment that talks, where on any computer that I can boot it up to, I can actually install this operating system now. And the DVD's doing some more things over there.
Installing features. Copying Windows files. Installation. That's all the information we need. Installation. Copying Windows files. Expanding Windows files 91%.
Almost done. I think once it gets up to 100% here, it's going to pop up a message saying, hey, I'm going to start rebooting. And as I said, if it doesn't see your drivers, you know, this is where you need a USB sound drive. And Narrator can see that, you know, once it's done rebooting, it's two or three or four times, you know, after 15 minutes or so. You know, if you don't get sound from your drivers on board, having a USB sound device really works out, because those are pretty much universal on Windows. Plug it in, plug your headphones into it, hit your Windows U Alt N, and
seconds.
You should hear.
Button
there we go. And kaboom!
Items view list, files curve.
Yep, there it goes. All right. Well, as I said, we're not going to go through this whole process. I'll leave that to those of you out here that want to mess with this. I talked to Armando on Facebook yesterday, and he said he's already used this to install Windows 7 on two computers without sighted assistance. So it definitely can be done. I will warn you, this isn't for novices. If you don't know what you're doing, don't mess with it. You know, if you wipe your system out because you're playing around with it, you know, don't blame me, don't blame Brian. this is a tool for people that have a basic understanding of what they're doing, you know, have a little bit of technical ability. Don't need to have a lot of technical ability, just kind of need to know what you're doing on a computer. And, you know, you can do this. But if you're not sure what you're doing, don't play with this on your only system. You know, you don't want to mess it up. So that's my warning to you. All right, I've changed my mind. And it's about, a half hour later, after I said the podcast was wrapped up. And I let that machine just continue on with its installation process. And I just decided for grins and giggles to see if it was finished. So I did my Windows U and the Alt-N to bring up Narrator.
Text. Echo users keystrokes checkbox.
And there we are.
Main Narrator
using
settings group.
The onboard Realtek drivers. Windows picked them up. So after the two or three or four reboots, whatever it was, 15, 20 minutes, the Windows U Alt-N sequence worked there.
Alt-Tech, setup Windows window. Focused on type a user name, for example, John editable text. Contains back.
Now we're in the
setup Windows. Choose a username for your account and name your computer to distinguish it on the network. Hyperlink. Type a username, for example, John edit control shift.
Yeah, we're on the final part of the setup. Once a computer name.
T E S T.
We'll just call it test.
Tech. And type a computer name. Hyperlink. Shift T E S T. Tech. Type a computer name. Editable text. Test PC.
Okay.
Tech. Ease of access image hyperlink. Tech. Next button.
And we have a next button.
Space. Type a password. Recommended password field. Tech. Retype your password. Tech. Type a password and hint.
And
editable
I'm not
text.
Going to use a password.
Tech. Next button.
Do next.
Space. Product key. Editable text.
Okay, it wants a product key. Hopefully we can skip that for the moment.
Tech, automatically activate Windows when I'm online. Checkbox is checked. Tech, what is activation? Hype tech, read our privacy statement. Hyperlink tech, next button, space. Tech, install important updates only button. Tech's recommended settings button.
Okay, now it's on the automatic updates, wanting to know how we want to handle this. The default is use the automatic settings.
Tech. Install important updates only button. Tech. Ask me later button. Tech. Learn more about each option. Tech. When you use recommended settings. Tech. Use recommended settings button. Tech. Install important updates only button. Space. Select
first
your time zone
there.
Combo box with over 20 items. UTC 08:00 Pacific Time U.S. and Canada.
Now we're in the time zone.
Down UTC 06:00 down arrow. UTC 06:00 down UTC arrow. UTC 06:00 Saskatchewan. UTC down arrow. UTC 05:00 down arrow. UTC 05:00 Eastern Time U.S. and Canada. Tech. Automatically adjust clock for daylight saving time. Checkbox is checked.
And we can do that.
Tech, Thursday, September 20th. Tech,
got our
editable
clock
text
for stuff here.
Tech,
make sure that's right.
Editable text, 45. Tech, editable text. Tech, PM. List with tech. Next button.
Go to our next.
Space. Tech, back button. Tech. Public network button.
Let's see what we got here.
Seven.
Oops, this is an NVDA, I can't review.
Tech, work network button.
Wants to know what kind of a network we're on.
Tech, public network button. Tech, back button. Tech, home network button. Space. Tech, shift, setup Windows window. Back button. Image, setup Windows, load progress 0% completed.
All right. See what we got going on here.
Initializing Narrator.
Oh, it's bringing Narrator back up. Okay. I think it's setting up the final part here where it's going to come up to the Windows desktop but I don't have narrator talking to me.
Window
at the
closed.
Moment.
Personalized
there we
settings.
Go.
Window minimized. Microsoft narrator.
Okay.
Tap Microsoft narrator window. Focused on quick help button. Contain alt task switch window containing two items. Focused on desktop.
Desktop. And there we are.
Tap start button. Tap Internet Explorer button. Run tap.
And there we go.
Show
we
icons. Tool tip.
Have Windows up and running.
Windows start menu for test. Focused on search box. Contains getting
yeah, we
started.
Got our search box there.
Windows Media Center.
We go in,
calculator. S create a system repair disk. Down arrow. Sys programs. Create down arrow. System information. Down arrow. Control panel 47. Down arrow. System. System. Enter. Location
go in here
bar.
And see.
Desktop backslash
what windows
control
we got.
Panel backslash system and security backslash system. Focused on get more features with a new edition of Windows 7 hyperlink.
Yeah,
control
Windows
panel,
7.
Home hyperlink.
There we go.
Icon hyperlink. Device manager hyperlink. Icon hyperlink. Remote settings hyperlink. Icon hyperlink. System protection hyperlink. Icon hyperlink. Control.
All right. We'll stop that. And there you go. I just installed Windows 7 on a system without any sighted assistance. The only sighted assistance I would really require here is with the product key. And at that point now, if I had the product key, I could activate this without any problems. So, there you go. I decided I just wanted to show you that process finishing. I know I said at the end of the podcast I wasn't going to, just due to time, but thought I'd go ahead and do it anyways. What the heck? That way you can see the process completely finished. And I'll try to do some more things here with this in the future. I'll show you how to use the disk management and disk part, things like that, if you want to access the drives on the machine. Maybe delete some partitions or expand them or shrink them, things like that.
Windows update
we'll see.
Window. Contains no other known controls.
Looks like we got a Windows update already. So, there you go. All right. Hope this was entertaining. I hope you learned something from it. And hopefully we can come back again for more parts of this. And like I said, I want to do the Mega Image once I find out what that's doing and show you how to install Windows 7 with it. Hopefully we can find some accessible utilities in the future, and I'll show you some things with that as well. So that wraps this up. Thanks for listening today, and I'll be back again real soon with another Blind Geek Zone podcast.
Thanks for listening. For more great podcasts like this one, check out the Blind Geek Zone at www.blindgeekzone.net.